Welcome to the body scan. As we begin this practice, let's first congratulate ourselves that we're taking the time to be present in this way, with our own body and mind, stepping out of doing mode and into being, finding a time and a place where you won't be easily disturbed, and wearing loose and comfortable clothing can support your practice. This is a time for you to be by yourself and with yourself with alert attention, awake and present to your experience as it unfolds. While the body scan is often practiced lying down, any posture that is comfortable for you and supportive of wakefulness is fine. It's not the posture you are in, but rather your attention and sincerity to the practice that are most important. If it's possible, inviting an attitude of friendly curiosity and a willingness to be open to what's here as we focus our attention on the sensations arising in the body from moment to moment. Allowing things to be as they are. Seeing if it's possible to let go of needing to change anything, including a desire to achieve any particular state, even relaxation. Remember that there's no right way to feel. The way you're feeling is the way you're feeling. During the body scan, we will be putting off problem solving, analyzing, and other striving states of mind. We'll begin to turn inward to what is happening in the body from moment to moment. Thoughts may arise as you do the body scan, and knowing that this is just the nature of the mind, there's no need to try and turn off thinking. We simply want to recognize when we've become lost in thought and then gently but firmly come back to the direct experience of the body. No need to judge ourselves harshly when this happens or to try and make thinking stop. Knowing also that there are many different kinds of physical sensations that might arise. Heat or coolness, tightness, tension, pressure, numbness, tingling, lightness, heaviness, pain, itching, or even a feeling of neutrality or ease. Or it may be the case that there's no discernible sensation at all, and letting absence of sensation be perfectly fine because that's your experience. So many different sensations, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Just acknowledging whatever arises into the field of awareness. As we go through the body part by part, there may be parts that are tight and tense, and if you're able to allow them to soften, by all means let this happen. And if you're unable to, then the practice becomes just letting those sensations ripple and resonate as they will. In this way, the practice becomes non-striving. We're simply being present to things as they are. Physically. And at the same time, there may be thoughts and emotions that arise, since the body and mind are so interconnected. And whatever arises, physically, mentally, emotionally, as we go through the body, acknowledge whatever is present and let it be. And some of us may not have all of the body parts we were born with, and some may have parts that have been added. Just being with each area of the body as it is, as best as we can, from moment to moment. And now, let's take a moment to settle in. This could be the first time all day that you've stopped with intention. If you're lying down, letting the legs be outstretched and uncrossed, arms at your sides, palms facing up if that's comfortable, and closing the eyes if you wish. And before we begin the body scan, noticing the entire body as it is, with this warm, investigative quality. And now, turning attention to the fact that breathing is happening. Noticing the sensations of each in-breath and each out-breath. breathing normally and naturally. And as we breathe in, being aware that we're breathing in. As we breathe out, being aware that we're breathing out. And there's no need to change the breath in any way. No need to visualize the breath or count breaths or to analyze in any way. Just this direct experience of being present for the sensations of breathing. Simply being present to this rhythmic feel of air entering and leaving the body. And when you notice that the mind has wandered away from the sensations of breathing, with gentleness and firmness, coming back to what's actually happening right now with this breath. Is it a long breath or a short breath, thin or full? Not needing to change anything, but just coming to know a little bit better exactly how things are for you right now. And at any time during this practice, if sensations become too intense or emotions arise that feel like too much, you can return to the breath or any other sensation in the body as a trustworthy home base for your attention. And after a few moments, when you feel ready, you can come back to wherever the guidance is at that moment and continue with the body scan. And so now, beginning the body scan by bringing attention to sensation in the left foot. And perhaps the best place to begin is with the point of contact. There might be an awareness of the left heel or sole of the foot. The physical awareness of the part of the foot making contact with something. And then moving awareness into the left big toe. And then into all the other toes of the left foot. Perhaps even noting the space between the toes. And then we'll begin to bring our awareness into the ball of the left foot. The arch of the left foot, and the heel, and then gently bringing the attention around to the top of the left foot. Maybe noticing if there's a difference between the bottom of the foot and the top. And then bringing attention to the entire left foot. And as you feel ready, we'll bring our attention to the left ankle. This joint, part of the body that allows for the possibility of movement. Noticing if there's any sensation in the Achilles tendon and the back of the left ankle. And keeping in mind that for so many people, there may be no sensation at all, or a sensation of neutrality. Whatever arises, there's no reason for things to be any particular way. And from here, we'll bring attention to the lower left leg, between the ankle and the knee. Noticing the back of the left leg, you may feel the contact of the floor beneath you, or the clothing against the skin. And then bringing attention to the sides of the lower left leg, and then around to the top. And perhaps noting, is there a difference between the back of the lower left leg and the top? It's bringing curiosity to this part of the body. And then bringing awareness up to the left knee. Curious about whatever sensations are present here. Noticing the little hollow in the back of the left knee. And the knee cap in the front. And noticing if there's any sensation on the inside of the left knee. And as we continue with this practice, knowing that if there's a particular part of the body that's calling out for your attention, an area of pain or discomfort perhaps, knowing that it's just fine to bring the focus there until you're ready to come back into the guided sequence of the body scan. And from here, the invitation is to move awareness to the top of the left leg, between the knee and the hip. You may notice the contact of the ground or the chair beneath you. Noticing the front of the upper left leg, the large muscle groups on the inside of this part of the body. Curious about any sensations that might be present now. And letting your awareness rest here moment by moment in the left upper leg. And perhaps now is a good point to just check in and notice if the mind is still in the body scan or if it's drifting off someplace else. And there's no reason to give ourselves a hard time when this happens. This is just the nature of the mind. And each time you notice that you're gone, you're already back. So bringing your awareness back to the direct experience of the body, and now noticing the sensation of the left buttocks and hip joint. And then bringing our awareness from the top of the left hip and extending all the way down the left leg into the ankle and the foot and the toes. And having an awareness of the entire left leg. And as you feel ready, letting go of awareness of the left leg and moving awareness to the right foot. And again, you might start by noticing the connection points where the foot is making contact with something. And then narrowing awareness to just the right big toe. And possibly the right little toe. and possibly even noticing the toes in between, or maybe the spaces in between the right toes. Exploring the range of sensations that might be available in the right toes in this moment. And then bringing awareness to the ball of the right foot, and the arch, and the heel on the right. And notice the entire right foot and any sensations that might be present. Moisture, dryness, coolness, warmth, pulsations, numbness, tingling, whatever is here. And then bringing awareness up into the right ankle. Noticing sensations here, allowing the right ankle to come into the foreground of your awareness. You might notice if there's any sensation in the Achilles tendon in the back of the right ankle. And then letting go of the ankle and moving to the right lower leg between the ankle and the knee. Curious about whatever sensations are present now in the right lower leg. Noticing with this warm, friendly curiosity. Noticing the calf muscles in the back. And the shin in the front. Fully present here with whatever sensations are present now in the right lower leg. And in this moment, moving awareness to the right knee. Curious about any sensations in the back of the right knee, in that little hollow area. Or the kneecap in the front. Or any sensations on the inside of the right knee. All of the ligaments in there that allow for movement. Curious and present to whatever's here. And knowing that as we move through this body scan, different thoughts or emotions might come up around different parts of the body, and working with whatever comes up with as much gentleness and curiosity as we can, not needing to push anything away, just having an awareness that the emotion is present, and as best as we can, simply allowing that to be. And now bringing attention into the upper right leg between the knee and the hip. There might be a sensation of contact in the back of the right upper leg. There might be a sensation of clothing against the skin. Or a sense of these big muscle groups in the thigh. And then moving awareness to the right hip. And buttocks. You may be aware of the sensations of sitting or lying on the right hip and buttocks. And then bringing awareness from the top of the right hip all the way down the leg to the feet and the toes, and holding in awareness the entire right leg. And now shifting our awareness away from the lower body into the pelvic bowl, this part of the body that holds our systems of reproduction and elimination, bringing our awareness to this part of the body, and perhaps here again checking in, noticing if the mind is still with the body scan, or if you've gone into future thinking or past thoughts. No need to give yourself a hard time, but just gently, firmly coming right back to the body scan and the direct experience of the body in this moment. And we will now bring our awareness up into the lower back, noticing the sacrum, the lumbar spine, and the muscles here. And if there's some tension or tightness, can we allow that to be known in our awareness without resisting or needing it to be any different than it is? Moving awareness up now to include the mid-back. You might notice some gentle movement of the rib cage in the back as the breath comes in and out. A connection point where the skin here might be resting on something. Noticing the spinal cord down the middle as we now include the upper back in our awareness. And holding the entire back now in curious awareness. Muscles, the bones of the rib cage and the spine. The skin, letting the entirety of the back be known in awareness in this moment. And then moving awareness to the front of the body and resting on the abdomen. Noticing whatever sensations are most prominent here now. This part of the body that holds so many vital organs. Is there a sense of emptiness or fullness? Movement or stillness? And when you're ready, letting go of awareness of the abdomen, moving awareness up to the rest of the torso in the front, noticing the breasts, and then underneath that, the rib cage, and underneath that, noticing the lungs. And deeper still, noticing the heart space, if there's any sensations here. And then moving awareness when you're ready into the left shoulder, down the left arm until you reach the hand and the fingers. And then resting awareness here in the left hand. You may notice the feel of air against the skin of the left hand. And the contact point where the hand is resting on something. You might notice the feel of the muscles in the fingers and the joints might be bent a tiny bit. Noticing how that feels. There may be a sense of pulsation as the blood moves through the left hand. Being curious and present to whatever is here now in the left hand and fingers. And then letting go of awareness of the left hand, moving into the left wrist. You may feel blood coursing through this part of the body. There may be a sense of the little bones in the left wrist. And then moving into the left forearm, in between the wrist and the elbow. Noticing the muscles here, the skin. And then bringing awareness into the left elbow. Curious about what's present here for this left elbow joint. And then noticing the left upper arm between the elbow and the shoulder. Noticing if there's any sensation in the bicep muscles. In the triceps. And perhaps here again, checking in and noticing where the mind is. And if you need to, choosing to come right back to the body scan if the mind is somewhere else. And remembering that this is a practice of 1,000 new beginnings. And as many times as we bring the mind back, it's just fine. Each time we know we're gone, we're back. And so choosing now to bring awareness into the left shoulder. I'm curious about whatever is present here. Not a thought about the shoulder, but the direct physical feel in this moment. And then moving awareness across to the right shoulder and down the right arm into the right hand. Curious about what is present here now in the right hand and fingers. Again, you might notice the connection point where the hand is resting on something. You might notice how the air feels touching the skin of the right hand. Curious about the muscles in the fingers on the right and the joints and how they might be bent a tiny bit. And that's the body finding its own position of maximal comfort. Feeling into whatever is present in the right hand and fingers, moment to moment. And whatever you're noticing, letting it be exactly as it is. Moving awareness now into the right wrist. And then the right forearm in between the wrist and the elbow. Curious about any sensations that might be present here now in the right forearm. And now moving to the right elbow. I'm fully present here with whatever sensations are arising moment to moment in the right elbow. And now moving to the right upper arm. Curious about any sensation present here in the bicep muscles, in the triceps. And then moving awareness into the right shoulder. Curious about whatever is here in this right shoulder joint. And then moving awareness up into the neck and resting on the back of the neck. Curious about any sensations here in these muscles. Breathing and noticing. And sometimes this is an area of tension or tightness. Meeting whatever is present with curious awareness, letting it be. Moving awareness to the front of the neck. And the inside of the neck. Is there a sense of moisture or dryness? Maybe movement of air moving through or possibly swallowing. Being fully present to what sensations are here now in the neck. And when you're ready, moving awareness once again up to the face, noticing the face at rest. Noticing how the face feels, the facial expression in this moment, from the inside out. Noticing if there's any holding on, maybe specifically in those muscles around the jaw, noticing the mouth, the lips, are the lips touching each other? The feel of the inside of the mouth, is there moisture or dryness? Noticing the cheeks, the feel of air touching the skin of the face. Noticing the nose and the feel of air as it enters the body here through the face. And then leaves the body also through the nostrils. Noticing sensation in the eyes. The feel of the eyeballs. The eyelids. And that perfect connection between the two. And now in this moment, noticing sensation in the forehead. And the temples. Noticing the ears. There's any sensation in the outer ear. Or the ear canals. Noticing the eardrums and sound waves as they bounce off the eardrum. Noticing the head, the scalp and the skull. The feel of the weight of the head. Being supported, always being supported. Noticing if there's any sense of the brain inside of the head. Generating thoughts. Now we've scanned all the individual parts of the body, but remembering that the body is complete and whole and interconnected. So feeling into this, as we feel the head, the back of the head, the top and the sides of the head, connected to the face, and feeling down into the connection into the neck and the throat, and the shoulders, and the upper arms, the elbows, the lower arms, and the wrists and the hands, and the fingers. Feeling into the upper back, the mid back, and the low back. And coming around to the front, to the chest, the abdomen. Connecting down into the pelvic bowl, the buttocks, the hips, the upper legs, the knees, the lower legs, the ankles, the feet, and the toes. Now bringing attention to the body in its entirety. The body complete, exactly as it is in this moment. Complete exactly as you are in this moment. And perhaps now taking a moment to congratulate yourself for taking the time to see yourself clearly, without judgment, and acknowledging your essential wholeness, the fact that you're already complete in this moment. And maybe taking a moment to reflect that you're always capable of tapping into this state now that you're aware it exists inside of you and it always will. It's simply a matter of awareness and turning inward. As we come to the end of this practice, may we come to a place of self-compassion, congratulating ourselves for the time that we've taken to be present. An act of love, rare in our lives, that we take the time to feel into our own bodies and minds. Taking this time to be present is a wonderful contribution to our own health and well-being. May we be at peace. May all beings be at peace.